we have always envisioned this as a festival of the arts, plural. So while it's for many years been focused on the visual arts and remains focused on these amazing visual artists that we bring from all over the country, this year we are adding a dance stage. So we'll be showcasing some of the best of dance troupes and talent in Columbus. We are adding street painting or chalk drawing on the streets. We'll have 16 artists competing for $1,500 in prizes over on Washington. They'll be making amazing work right on the street. We have added a film tent. We're going to be showcasing local filmmakers, national, international entries from the Columbus Film and Video Festival, and then also work from Broad and High. And then one final new project, we have Canstruction, which is a national design competition exhibition event. We're going to have two teams building colossal structures completely out of cans, about 50,000 cans donated by Kroger. And afterwards, those cans are going to then go to the Mid-Ohio Food Bank. The Mid-Ohio Food Bank tells us that 50,000 cans provides about half a day's worth of hunger relief for the area that they serve. One thing I think that people will want to know is that we've consolidated all of the great local stuff into the Huntington Local Arts Pavilion, which is over on the west side of the river, right by Cosi, in that area called English Plaza. So we've got hands-on activities. We've got the Children's Gallery, which people really love, which is Saturday and Sunday. We have the big local arts tent, and then we also have the student and community art exhibition. So everything that's great that's local is going to be in one place.
One of the things that's been increasingly popular at the Arts Festival have been the demonstrations of crafts and arts. Tell me about some of the things that are going on this year.
We have a great demonstration schedule that's greatly expanded. We have Kevin Russell, who's a potter, who's going to be throwing some really big ceramic work. We have Mike Sikulan, who is a puppeteer. Puppophobia is his group, and he's going to be working with marionettes and showing people how marionettes are made and how to work with them. We have Nikos Rukowski, who makes masks, he's doing demonstrations. Devin Palmer, who is with the Idea Foundry, he's a woodworker. Then he'll be doing a make and take project where people can come down and make their own beautiful wood pens.
And of course, that's been one of the other things that's been very popular is the hands-on activities, not just for kids, but for grown-ups as well.
Absolutely. We have lots of groups like COSI and The Crew and Shadowbox Live who are coming down to help us do hands-on activities that they're really for all ages. So we encourage families to come down and participate.
And of course, there are things for kids as well.
Indeed. Yeah. I mean, some of the activities are, you know, make a kite, make a Sherlock hat. COSI is doing a little Sherlock hat. So those are definitely kid-centered. And of course, there's the Art Shark, our mascot. And he'll be both in the hands-on activity area each day and over at the fountain. And so we're expecting some beautiful sunny skies and lots of fun fountain time with the Art Shark.
We talk a lot every year about the financial impact, the Arts Festival on Columbus. But what about the PR impact that Columbus gets out of the Arts Festival?
One of the missions of the Greater Columbus Arts Council, we produce the Arts Festival. We want to provide access to the arts for everyone. And the Arts Festival is a great way to do that. So the biggest piece of it is making sure that everyone knows that they can participate in the arts and that they find an entryway into the arts. We work very closely with Experience Columbus to make sure that we get the word out as far and wide as possible and hitting those feeder markets that we know people from Huntington, West Virginia like to come here. People from Pittsburgh like to come here. Folks from Cleveland like to come down to Columbus. So we really reach out to those markets and promote the Arts Festival. And then we reach out to the markets where the artists come from. We have 37 states and Canada. And so we try and make sure that the folks that are in those areas are aware that their artists are coming to Columbus and really having a great time. And the artists, they go back to their hometowns and they go to other cities and they talk about how fabulous the Columbus Arts Festival is.
This is a big event. It takes up a lot of space. It runs for several days. What's the best advice for people?
Actually, there's a number of things. One, remember the street closures. Pretty much everything west of Front Street and across both bridges over to Washington to Bell is going to be closed. Broad Street remains open, but everything south of Broad down to Mound is closed. Car to Go is offering a drop zone. So if you want to park on Washington just south of Broad, you can drop your Car to Go and you can walk into the festival and then you can pick one up on your way out, which is great. We encourage people to bike down to the festival. There's lots of parking options, both on the west side of the river at Vets or in the Columbus Commons garage. COTA is a great partner of ours, and of course there's the downtown C-Bus, and that's running all the time, and we encourage people to take that down to the festival as well.
And in terms of plotting out what they want to see, who they want to see, where they want to go, what they want to eat?
We have almost 50 food vendors. We've got great food trucks from Columbus. Most of it's local or Ohio food vendors. And it's spread out throughout the festival. So I encourage people, if folks go to our website, www.columbusartsfestival.org, there's a link to our guidebook online. They can download that. They can pick up a hard copy when they come to the festival. That gives them a map. There's kiosks throughout the site where they can check out where things are. Mostly we just encourage people to come down, pick a spot to start, and just wander around and explore and really discover the Arts Festival for yourself.